The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus. When the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. Crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been said in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the practice of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. And he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. Tres puntos esenciales del Evangelio. Uno es la realidad del diablo. El diablo existe. El diablo existe. El diablo busca nuestro punto débil. Pero especialmente cuando estamos en desolación, es cuando el diablo ataca a todos nosotros. En desolación, él ve que estamos un poco tristes, desanimados, y él estira su arco para mandar las flechas focosas, como dice la Biblia. Pero Dios es más fuerte que el diablo. Amén. Cuando estamos tentados por el diablo, invocar tres nombres: Jesús, María y San José. Vamos a ganar. Amén. Punto dos. Jesús sana a los enfermos. Nosotros tenemos enfermedades, especialmente del alma. Tres maneras que Jesús nos sana: la oración, la confesión y la comunión. Amén. Sí. La oración es diálogo con Cristo. La confesión, Cristo nos perdona y nos sana. La comunión, Jesús nos alimenta. Si queremos tener un alma saludable, mucha oración, confesión frecuente y la santa comunión, ojalá cada día. Amén. Tercer punto. Jesús dice que la mies es abundante, pero los obreros son muy pocos. La mies abundante, y los obreros muy pocos. Debemos rezar por más vocaciones a la vida religiosa, más vocaciones a la vida sacerdotal. Si ustedes tienen hijos, pedirle al Señor que Dios inspire su hijo de querer ser sacerdote. Amén. Algunos tienen nietos, pedir para que sus nietos puedan escoger la vida sacerdotal. Amén. Three basic ideas. Number one, the devil exists. The devil tempts all of us, but especially when we're sad and depressed, it's called desolation. So when you're in desolation, you got to be very careful because the devil is going to be knocking at the door of your heart. That's universal. So when you're in desolation, like Juan Dieguito, run to a Lady Guadalupe. We call her our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Amen? Our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Nuestra vida, dulzura, y esperanza. Amen? Yeah. Second point. I'm going to teach you a word in German with your permission. This right here is a Krankenhaus. Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Speak German? This is a Krankenhaus, right here. Translation in English? This is a hospital. This is a hospital because we're all sick. Krankenhaus, huh? The little German that I learned 40 years ago. Krankenhaus. House means house. Kranken, a house for the sick people. We're all sick spiritually. But good news, there's a doctor in the house, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen, huh? Jesus wants to heal us if we bring to him our sickness. You know that Jesus never hurts, but he always heals and saves. Amen? Third point is this. The harvest is rich, but the laborers are very few. We have to pray for vocations to the religious life, but also vocations to the priesthood. No priest, no mass. No mass, no consecration. No consecration, no communion. No communion, no Jesus. No Jesus, we are spiritual orphans. Amen? Amen? We're spiritual orphans. So you people, you're the sheep. You know, you people are totally dependent upon the priests and the bishops. Pray for us, no? Because you depend on us. On our preaching, our teaching, our sacraments, you people depend upon us. A bad priest can do a lot of damage, but a holy priest can save millions of souls. Let's pray. Good news that we already have the second miracle of Fulton Sheen. Stillborn baby brought back to life. They put the holy card of Fulton Sheen, the stillborn baby, 2010, brought back to life. One more miracle, we'll have Saint Fulton Sheen. Probably the best model for priests and bishops in the whole world. And he was even a New Yorker. That's where I'm from New York, okay? What a beautiful, beautiful example for priests. And the secret was this, the holy hour, the hour of power. Amen.